Okay, Rabbi, today's blot, today's daf is the final daf in Masechtas Yuma, daf Pei Ches. And we're starting on Pei Zayin Umid Beis, roughly 12, 15 lines from the bottom. You'll see where they have the middle wide lines, go up 6 lines, and the Gemara begins Tanan Hossam. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah in Masechtas Tanis. What does it say in the Mishnah? Bishloisha Parakim Bashana, 3 times a year. Kohanim Noisin es Kapayan Arbo'o Pe'omim Bayoim. The Kohanim Dichen, they go up to Dichen, Klal Yisrael, like we have always on Yom Tovim, and Reb Shlomo, who's on, has it every single day. 3 times a year the Kohanim get up to Dichen, Arbo'o Pe'omim Bayoim, 4 times during that day. 4 times. Wow. On a normal Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, they go in Dichen, Shachris, and Musaf. Here we're talking about in Yom Kippur, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, Sha'orim. 4 times, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. The Elu Hein Shloisha Parakim, what are those 3 times during the year? Betaniyos, on a Tanis, Ubamamadois, Ubiyoim Akipurim. Okay, so we have a couple of things that we have to explain. Number one, what is this business about Maimodos? Maimodos, explains Rashi, is that just like we have that all of the Kehanim were divided up into 24 Mishmarois, also Yisraelim were divided into 24 Maimodos. What was the reason why they were divided up into Maimodos? Because the Pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha that we lay on Rish Chodesh, as Karboni Lachmi Leishai Reach Lichoichi Tishmaru Lahakrav Liba Miyadai, and the Gemara Darshan's the word Tishmaru means that somebody has to be there standing Shmira to make sure that everything is done appropriately. So therefore, even though we have great confidence that the Kahanim are going to do the Avoida diligently Bizrizus the way they're supposed to, but nevertheless, it's a mitzvah of Tishmaru. People have to watch, and therefore Yisraelim are divided up. Many of these Yisraelim would go to the Beis HaMikdash and would stand there, and there were other people in the same Mamad that wouldn't travel to the Beis HaMikdash, but instead stayed locally, and they added on many, many tefillos, as well as they fasted. They fasted 4 days during that week where they were part of the Mamadis. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi is approximately a third from the top of the Amud. Ubimamodois, Arboa Yomim Bechol Shabbos, 4 days during every week. Sha'anchi Mishmar Yisrael, Miskansen Ba'areim, Anchi Mishmar of Yisrael, they usually called Anchi Ma'amod, but Rashi, I think, wants to emphasize that the purpose of their being appointed to being the Ma'amodois is because they are Mishmar, they stand and watch the Kabbanis. So those that do not go to Yerushalayim, Miskansim Ma'arein, they stay behind locally in their own cities, Umis Anan, and they go and fast. V'koyim Ma'asa Bereishis, and every day they have a special laning in Ma'asa Bereishis, in other words, from the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. K'namri Masechtas Tanis. V'hosa Makshinan. And then the Gemara, okay, so now we've explained what the Ma'amadis are all about. But now Rashi is bothered by another question. And that question is a very obvious question. And that is, we say that there are 3 times a year that we dichen 4 times a day. And one of the 4 times is Musaf. Well, we all know that there's only a carbon Musaf on Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, and Yontif. There is no carbon Musaf on a Tanis. For instance, 2 weeks ago we had Shiva Asav B'Tammuz. Of course, unfortunately, today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But had the Beis HaMikdash been open on Shiva Asav B'Tammuz, would we have had a Karim Musaf? Of course not. Karim Musaf are those that are set forth in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, we only talk about Shabbos, and about Yom Tov, and about Rosh Chodesh. Of course, it's a Karim Tomei that you bring every day, but that's not the Karim Musaf. So bottom line is, that's a shtikul pella that it's saying that you would duchen musaf on taniyos and mamodos, and therefore Rashi is going to answer that this is not Rashi's question or our question. The Gemara Masechtas Tanis already poses this question, and the Gemara Masechtas Tanis says, we don't mean literally that the Kohanim go and Deacon four times every single time of these three Parakim Bashana. We mean to say is that the maximum that you could possibly find is that the Kohanim go and Deacon four times in one day. That would be on Yom Kippur. And on Tanias, Umamadois, they go and Deacon all the other remaining Tfilois, which includes Mincha, which is very important, because throughout the year, the Kohanim did not go and Deacon Mincha time, just like they don't Deacon today Mincha time. And what's the reason why? Says Rashi, Mishum Shikrus, because Mincha always followed the main meal of the day. As you know, in Europe and some places in Eretz Yisrael, the main meal is lunchtime, not nighttime, not dinner time. And so therefore, they didn't have beverages like Coca-Cola in their days. So many people would go and drink wine. And after a while, they got drowsy, and they got sleepy, and they got a little bit drunk. And therefore, they were mesakin that throughout the year, they did not go and dichen at mincha time. However, that doesn't apply to a Tanis. And so therefore, on the Tanesim and the Maimodis, where they're also fasting, and of course, on Yom Kippur, when they're fasting, then they go and dichen all the available tefillos, including mincha. And Yom Kippur is, in addition to that, not only mincha, but also by Musaf. So just finishing off the Rashi where we stopped off in the middle, says Rashi, where it says Daf Chavov in the parentheses. V'hasa Makshina, the Gemara asks the Taniyos, my mothers, mi ispahu Musaf? Is there a Musaf on a Tanis or a Maimodos? U'mashanina, the Gemara answers, Hachik Omar. What we mean to say is Kehanim Noisin Uskapeim, Kol's manchem is palalim. They dichen every time that they are davening during the day. Vafil b'mincha. Lefisha shloisha parakim alolu. Tani is saying, all of these three parakim, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's a Tanis, whether it's Mamodais, which is also a Tanis, all of these times they go and dichen even by mincha. Of course, we ain't shikras b'mincha, because people will not be shikr at that time. Aviyad shari moisa shana, throughout the year, ain't the seas kapayim b'mincha, as we know, v'yesh mehen, and there are times where you have arba pa'om b'yoyim, which are those yesh mehen arba pa'om b'yoyim, only, of course, on Yom Kippur. And it's because of this inyan of ain't shikras b'mincha, that we don't go and dichen mincha, because of shikras, that in many, many communities on Simchas Torah, they don't, especially here in Chutz Laaretz, where we don't do Tichon in both Shachris and Musaf. You only on Yom Tov, we only do Musaf. In many communities, they go and reverse it on Simchas Torah, where the Tichoning is for Shachris, and they don't Tichon at Musaf, because in many places they start making Kiddush during or after the Hakafos, during or after the laning. So by the time they get to Musaf, some people may already have drunk a little bit. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Tanis. Now, getting back to our Gemara. So one of the things that we said was that the Kohanim Dichen on Ne'ilas She'arim. Pray Gemara, what exactly does it mean by Umay Ne'ilas She'arim? We are now one line before the middle wide lines. Rav Omar Tzlois Yeserta. Rav says it's a brand new additional tefillah. Meaning, your regular day you only daven three tefillahs, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. On Yom Kippur, you have an extra tefillah. What's the extra tefillah? You have Tzlois Yeserta called Ne'ilah. And therefore, Tzlois Yeserta means with all the trappings of a separate tefillah, that you have a full Shmon Esrei, and you have some tilim before, like we say Ashrei before, and we have other tefillahs afterwards. It's a regular, normal tefillah. Shmuel Omar, no. It's a much more abbreviated thing. It's Ma'onu Mechayenu. That I just happened to have with me a copy of the Shemon Esrei that we say on Yom Kippur. So in fact, in the Ilah, we do add at the end of Shemon Esrei, at the Noisin Yod Vapoishim, the Mincha Pshuta Lekabel Shavim, etc. And then it says, Ma'onu mechayenu mechazdeinu matzim kriseinu ma Yeshua seinu ma kriheinu ma gburu seinu ma noim lefenecha Hashem alakeinu klavi seinu, etc., etc. So this beautiful tefillah is not a separate, full-fledged tefillah on its own. It's just appended to our Shemun Esrei on Yom Kippur. It's part of the Shemun Esrei. But according to Shmuel, they didn't have a Shemun Esrei at all. The whole Ne'ilah was presumably a few lines. Or maybe this Ma'onu Mechayenu was an introduction to a slightly longer vidui that they said. But the point is, it wasn't a full-fledged Shemun Esrei. It was just some psukim and some tefillahs. A machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The reason why it's called Ne'ilah She'orim, Rashi points out, is in fact for two possible reasons. One reason is because we're talking about the Ne'ilah of the Shari Shemayim, that the She'orim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepting our tefillahs for kapara, for tshuva, are about to close. And in fact, we say as part of the tefillah, as part of the piyutim, Shari Shemayim, Psach, that the Shari Shemayim should still remain open because it's coming to Ne'ilah She'orim. And then there's another reason given in Rashi, because it's also Ne'ilah Shari Azor. Since we are completing all of the avoidis which are being done that day, so the doors of the Azor are about to close, so therefore the term Ne'ilah, which of course means to close, has a double connotation, one referring to upstairs in Shemayim, the She'orim are closing, and the other is referring to the Beis Midrash doors are closing. So now, we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, exactly what the text of Ne'ilah is. Freiti mar meisvei. Or yom kippurim, mispalel sheva u'misvade. This price is going through all the tefillos that we say on Yom Kippur. Or yom kippurim means leil yom kippurim. Means what we call nidrei night. So kol nidrei night, you're mispalel sheva, you have a full Shemun Esrei, u'misvade, and you say the vidui at the end of the Shemun Esrei. And similarly, B'shachris, Mispal Shevo Misvada. Full-fledged Shemun Esrei, and Vidui at the end. B'musif, Mispal Shevo Misvada. B'mincha, Mispal Shevo Misvada. B'n'ila, Mispal Shevo Misvada. So before you continue, you already see the kasha on Shmuel, the Raya to Rav. Because his Bryce is very, very direct on point, that by Ne'ila, you daven a full Shemun Esrei, and you say Vidui. Now there's a complication over here with the next few words. Our Lashon, our Gemara is Tanoihi Desanya, but as you go through the Lashon, you'll see in fact it's not a Machlokes Tanoim. This, what appears to be a second Braisa, holds exactly the same thing as the first Braisa. And therefore, you see a combination of letters, the Beis of the Bach, and the Aleph of the Vilna Goyen, and the Tess and the Masorei Sheshas, and the Aleph of the Ma'ari Lando. All of them are saying that there are extra words that should be deleted, and or omitted, and therefore what we're going to do is we'll follow what it says in the Vilna Gaon, which is basically the same as all the others. You omit all the words remaining on that line, and you continue on to the next line. V'choisein bevidoi. When you finish the Shemona Esrei, or you finish the main part of the Shemona Esrei, typically, for instance, on a regular Shabbos, and as well as in a regular Yontif, you always have Sholosh Lefaneh and Sholosh Lacharecha. You have the first three brachas of Shemun Esrei. Those first three brachas are Mogen Avram, Mechayim Meisim, and Hokel HaKadosh, or HaMelech HaKadosh. Then, of course, at the end of Shemun Esrei, every Shemun Esrei has the same thing. You have Ritzei as Bracha 1, and then V'chol HaChayim is Bracha 2, and then finally Sim Shalom is bracha 3, and then in the middle you have the additional brachas. So every single day of the week we have the additional 12 or 13 brachas. They say 12 or 13 because originally there were 12, and that's why 3 plus 3 plus 12 gets you to 18. But as we know, because of Olam Malshinim, we have in fact 13 brachas. It's not really Shemona Esrei, it's Tisha Esrei. But regardless, the point is that that's the structure of Olam Shemona Esrei. It's 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and something in the middle. And on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there's only one brach in the middle, and that brach is either Mekadosh Shabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, same thing, we would have the same type of nusach of Mekadosh Yisrael, the Yom Kippurim. But a Meir says that instead of ending off Yom Kippurim, you're choisim bevidoi. What does that mean, choisim bevidoi? So Rashi explains, instead of saying Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, VeYom Kippurim, you end off Hokel HaSolchon. That's the lotion of the middle bracha, that you chosen the middle bracha hakel hasolcha. We of course don't do it exactly that way, but we do have something similar, because when we come to that middle bracha, we also add on a whole bunch of tzilis. Ki ata solchem liYisrael u'machla neshifti yishur b'chol dar v'dar u'mibavadecha ein lono melech moichel v'salech el ata baruch ato Hashem melech moichel v'salech l'avon yisaynu v'lavon yisam b'beis Yisrael u'mavr ash meisaynu b'chol shona v'shona melech ha'kol ha'oretz mikadosh Yisrael v'yem ha'kipurim. So the very, very last words are mikadosh Yisrael v'yem ha'kipurim. But besides that, we add in, just like Reb Meir said, that we are chosen bevidui, that we throw in a lot of other words. Baruch atah Hashem, melech mochel v'salech l'avon yisaynu v'lo yisam b'beis Yisrael, etc., etc. That's Reb Meir. Just bear with me one moment. The Chachamim oimrim mispal sheva, and the Chachamim say, you are mispal seven brochis, v'imrotza lachdim bevidui choysim. And the Chachamim say to Reb Meir, normally we would hold just be Messiah like you typically do, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yem Kippurim. If you want to, fine, I agree with the mayor. If you want to, you can go and end off like Rashi says, Hakel Hasolchan. But that wouldn't be our first choice, but if you want to, it's okay. So now, the Gemara has a stark akasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel said that the entire Ne'ilah is just Me'onu mechayenu, and I see from this brisa that it's a full-fledged b'ne'ilah mispal shevu umisvada. Says Yimara tiyufta dishmul tiyufta taka shmul is ogifreit, and therefore we follow Rav's learning and not Shmuel, that it's a full-fledged tefillah. Now getting back to the question that Brother Shai was asking, and the answer is yes, that this mochlan that we're referring to, hakel hasolchan, is referring to the middle bracha. It's not referring to Hamavorach es Amu Yisrael Vasholoim, because everybody agrees that that's the final bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. You end off over there of Hamavorach es Amu Yisrael Vasholoim. It's in the middle. There is, however, a machloikis, or there are two gisois that Rashi brings as to whether or not we are referring to all of the tefilois, because after all, this brisa began Oriya Mikipurim, Mispal Shevu Misvada, Bishachris, Mispal Shevu Misvada, Memusiv, Bemimcha, Ubeneila, Mispal Shevu Misvada. When Reb Meir says V'choisim B'vidui, is referring to all the Shemoneh Esreis, or is only referring to Ne'ilah? And the reason why it would only be Ne'ilah is because the last few words is Beneila Mispal Shevu Misvada, V'choisim B'vidui. So the question is whether Choisim B'vidui is going only on Ne'ilah, or going on all of the Shemoneh Esreis, and Rashi has both kisois that deal with that issue. Anyway, bottom line is, we have concluded that Rav is correct, that the inyan of Ne'ila means a full-fledged additional seven brachos, as opposed to just a short tefillah, like Shmuel was saying.
Where does the Sanhedrin differ? Where does he say he says in the middle?
The Shlich Tzibur, that we, if you're referring to Ne'ila, he basically follows the same thing as we do. The only thing is that in the middle bracha, he adds a large number of piyutim and pizmoinim that we keep on saying is usually seven pizmoinim, and we keep on saying Hashem Hashem Kerachim V'chanan, but it's all the same basic structure as Ashman, that's right. It's just that you insert all of those additional piyutim in the middle of the middle bracha. That's correct.
When the Stav Tzibur repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, we also say Vidui at the end. It's not in the middle.
Please check back at your Machzorim. I think you say it in the middle before you get to Moedim.
Yeah, okay.
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but that's my recollection. Anyway, getting to the third wide line down below, the Gemara tells us that Ula Barav Noches Kamei de Rava. Ula Barav was the Baal Tfilah in the shul where Rava was davening, or Rava was the Rav. And Pasach Bi'at B'chatonu, when he came to Ne'il, he sought out B'chatonu, meaning a normal, regular Shemoneh Esrei. V'siyim, and he added at the end, B'meh Onu Mechayenu, meaning that he included Shmuel's Tfilah as part of his Shemoneh Esrei. which we also do. We include Shmuel Tzvil as part of our Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore Veshavchei, and Rova said, you did a wonderful job. Meaning not only because of his musical talents and abilities, I'm sure Ula Barav was a very distinguished chazan, and about a great Talmud Chacham, but he also was Meshabeachim for combining Rav and Shmuel into one, so that there should not be any lingering machloikis. We're going to do a full-fledged tefillah like Rav said, but we're also going to include the Ma'anu Mechayenu that Shmuel said. Rav, Huna Breidam Nosan Omer, V'yochad Imra Achat Tfilosei. The Yochid says these additional Me'onu Mechayenu and any additional Viduyim always after the Shmoneh Esrei is over. In other words, after Hamavor Chasam Yisrael Bashalom, which of course is what we do. And that's what Rav Huna Breidam Nosan said, Omer Rav, Tfilis Ne'ilah, period. Omer Rav, Tfilis Ne'ilah Peterzah Shel Arvis. Rav said the inyan of the Tfilis Ne'ilah is such that a patah shel arvis, meaning that once a person has davened Mincha and then Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven Marav anymore that night. Rav Latami, the Amatzlois Yaseri. Rav goes the Shitosa. He said, since Rav says an Ne'ilah is a full fledged Tfilah, since you've already been mispal of this additional tefillah after mincha, so let's off and you don't have to go and daven marav. So this is a marav replacement or substitute. Did Rav say that? Rav holds throughout the year that tefillahs arvis is rishus, that you don't have to go and daven marav. As you all know, this doesn't apply today, but this was in the times of Chazal. There was a machlokes with the Tzvilas Arvis Rishus or not, but ever since then, Klal Yisrael has accepted upon us as a choiva, so one shouldn't think that this is a volunteer business. This is obviously today mandatory. But the question is, according to Rav that holds that Tzvilas Arvis is Rishus, then oy bazoy, then you never have to go and daven Marv. So what do I need the Ne'ila to party you for Marv? If I don't want to daven Marv, I don't have to daven Marv. It's totally voluntary, according to Rav. Everything Mar, you're right. Rav is addressing the Divriya Oimer Choyva Ka'omar. Rav is saying, according to me, you never have to daven Marv, whether it's Motzi Yom Kippur or any other time. However, even those that have taken upon themselves to go and daven Marv every single night like a full-fledged requirement, once you daven Ne'ila, you don't have to go and daven Marv. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, the basis of Rav's Svara, that you don't have to daven Marav, is because Rav holds that you daven Ne'ilah already when it's nightfall, when it's already after night. So since it's already night, so instead of davening Marav, you daven Ne'ilah. But there will be other mandiyamim that hold that Ne'ilah is a day tefillah, that you say it when it's still during the day. If it's a day tefillah, it can be Yoitza Marav with a day tefillah. And that's what the Gemara is going to say, but I'm just paving the way for what the Gemara is going to answer shortly. So first the Gemara asks the Kasha, Meisve, have a Kasha on Rav, or Yom Kippur Misval Sheva, U Misvad, again, that means Leil Yom Kippur, you go and daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, and you say Vidur. Shachar Sheva, U Misvad, Musaf Sheva, U Misvad, Ben Ilu Misval Sheva, U Misvad, Arvis Misval Sheva, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, the Tanna Kamma says, then when it comes Marav Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to say the full-fledged Shmoneh Esrei. You can mispal Sheva. When you see those words, Sheva Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, reminds you of Masechtas Brachos, where it says that there's a special tefillah called Havinenu. Havinenu is a relatively short tefillah, which has in it an accumulation and an amalgam of the 13 middle Brachos. So you only say the first three Brachos, through Hakel HaKadosh, then you say Havinenu, and when you finish with that, you could, and Havinenu ends off Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tefillah, and then you continue on Ritzei until the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So, when does a person normally say Havinenu? Rashi tells us that a person can go and say Lemoshel if he's an Ovrei Drachim, a person who's traveling, and it's not convenient to be able to, there's not enough time, there's no place to stop, then you can go and say the abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei called Havinenu, three before, three brachas before, the Havineinu ending Shemaya Tefillah in the middle, so that's bracha number 4, and 3 at the end. So since the Tanakhama, you can do that on Matzah Yom Kippur as well. Presumably, the reason why he holds that way is so that people can go get home quickly because they're all fasting. So therefore, you can do the abbreviated form of Shemaneh Esrei. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishim Avoy Yisav, says, no. Mispar Shemaneh Esrei, Shleim Mois, you say a full-fledged Shemaneh Esrei. And the reason is, but nay, Shetzorach Loim Havdolah B'chayin Adoas. You have to go and say Havdolah in Chayin Adoas. And if you sing Havineinu, there is no place to insert it in Chayin Adoas, and therefore, full Shemaneh Esrei. Anyway, what do I see from this? That both the Tanakhama, as well as Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, both agree that you have to say a full Ma'ariv. And we said, according to Rav, you can omit Ma'ariv. It's in fact a machloikis tanoi. This time we have a braisa, we're in the top of Pei Ches Amid Aleph, second line. Tanoi, it's a machloikis tanoi. This time we learned in the braisa. Kol chayobi tvilois toivin kedar can be a mikibur. Whoever has a chi of tvila, even though, of course, one of the inuyim is an iser rechitza, nevertheless, if you're machuiv to go and toivil, you're allowed to go and toivil on Yom Kippur. Again, this is not halacha lemaisa, but this is what the Gemara is telling us from a braisa. Kol chayav tevilah is toivin kedar kam Yom Kippur. Everybody can toivil Yom Kippur who needs to, who has a chiyuv. A need of yeledas, toivil is kedar kam b'leila Yom Kippur. Need of yeledas is, you know, they toivil at night. However, other people who are tamei typically toivil during the day and then get the benefit of Harif Shemesh, because during that period of time they're tevil yoyim, and at the end of the day then they become fully tahar. So Malkeri, Toivu v'hoylich, Ara Mincha. A person who sees Keri at any time, the night before or during Yom Kippur, then he can go in Toivu until Mincha time. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaYoyim Kuloi. Rabbi Yossi says you can go in Toivu the entire day, even beyond Mincha time. So what's the machloikim between the Tanakhama till Mincha, and Rabbi Yossi says the entire day? So Rashi says that the machloikis is whether or not Ni'ilah is considered to be a night tefillah, or whether it is a day tefillah. According to Tanakhama, the Ni'ilah is a night tefillah. We say it after Chashecha, after dark. That being, says the Tanakhama, if a person has sees Keri throughout the day until Mincha, Ad the Ad Bechlal, including through Mincha, then a person should go in Toivil because of Tvilas Ezra, to be able to go and continue the davening on Yom Kippur. However, if he only sees Keri after Mincha, which means he wants to be able to toivel before he davenes Ne'ilah, then he should not go and violate the Inui of Yom Kippur of Rechitza. Rather, wait until nightfall. Anyway, he's not going to daven Ne'ilah during the day. He's going to daven at night. So that being the case, after it's already confirmed night, let him go to the mikveh then, and then he'll go and daven Ne'ilah. And therefore, says Rashi, that's the man d'yomer that holds like Krav, that since you're davening Ne'ilah at night, that is the replacement to your normal Ma'ariv. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Kol Yom Kulei. Rabbi Yossi says that you still daven Ne'ilah during the day, before at nightfall. No, if that's the case, then you have to go on Toivel during the day if you want to be able to say Ne'ilah. So therefore, even if you have finished Mincha, you continue going and Toiveling the entire day, as late as the end of the day, pre-Ne'ilah, because you need to daven Ne'ilah during the day. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi starts the third line from the top, Bal Keri. We all know about the Indian of Tvilas Ezra. So he can't go and daven. So what should you do? If prior to Mincha at any time he sees Keri, unfortunately, then Toivel he should go and Toivel. He should be able to daven Mincha. What happens if after Mincha is over he sees Keri? Ein mutalit for. Don't toivel anymore during the day, but wait. Yamtin achetachshech. Wait until it gets nightfall. V'yitpal and toivel at night. Tesfira gula rabbanon. Tefilas neila belaila. Oh, tefilas neila is at night. Uditu poiteres eshol arvis kiderav. And therefore, Rav holds like the rabbanon, like the Tanakhama of this brisa. V'hadiktoni eina peteres. Who is the man the Yomar in the previous price that says it doesn't pater, and therefore you have to say either a havineinu shmone esrei or a full fledged shmone esrei? That's Rabbi Yosi. The Yomar kol yoyim mutalit voil v'afil ra keri li acha tulas amincha toivul bayoyim. Why? Kidei lispal tulas neila, because he davens tulas neila during the yoyim. Al mikasev tulas neila ein zmana b'layla. Ne'ilah is still during the day, and that's why you can toivel still during the day, even though you finish mincha. That's why don't bother. It's not like the Rabbanan that say, wait until night, you'll toivel, and then you'll daven ne'ilah. I gotta daven ne'ilah during the day, so I have malada toivel during the day. Ul di day, ain't a b'teres shel arbis. You can't expect that mincha or ne'ilah, which are day tefillahs, to go and exempt you from marav, which is a night tefillah. So therefore, the kasha that we asked from the Braisa on Rav, and Mishka kasha, because there is in fact a machlokes tanoim, what's the din of Ne'ilah? Is it a day tefillah, and then it would not exempt you from Ma'ariv? Or is it a night tefillah, and therefore it does exempt you from Ma'ariv? Very, very simple, very clear. But now the Gemara asks a stira. And the Gemara asks Ureminu, what's a stira? Let's just remember for a moment. The Tanakhama said that you can go and toivel ad amincha. Rabbi Yosi said you can toivel kol hayoyim kulo, even after mincha. We're going to see now a total role reversal in the next price. For a minute, I ask you a kasha. Hazov vihazova hametzoyev hametzirash uboyel nida utmei mes toivlin kedar kamiyem kippur. They can all toivel. Nida vihar letus toivel is kedar kam beleviyem kippur. They should toivel, assuming they're able to, they should toivel the night before. In other words, if there is man for tefillah the night before, they can toivel the night before. Balkeri toivel hoyles kol hayom kuloi. A balkeri can go and toivel the entire day. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, min a mincha lamala ein yochel litvoil. No, after mincha, it's already too late. Well, exactly the opposite of what we said a moment ago. Going back to the third and fourth line, the Tanakhama said, Balkeri toivel hoyles ad hamincha. And here the Tanakhama says, no, Balkeri toiv v'hoilach kol hayom kuloi. The previous Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi omer kol hayom kuloi. And here Rabbi Yosi says, men amincha l'ma'ala, en yochel litvoil. What's going on here? Exactly the opposite of the previous price. So now, it would be a convenient answer and say, let's go and turn the man the amim around. But that's not what the Gemara does. And the Gemara says that the two prices can be consistent after all. Loi kasha. It depends. Hadetzoli tefilas neila, hadleitzoli, or did he already daven tefilas neila, or did he not daven tefilas neila? So what does Gemara mean to say? That it says in the Braisa that min amincha ulamala, this is the Rav Yosi of the second Braisa, which we just completed. The Rav Yosi said mincha ulamala ain yochel litvoil. You know what it's talking about when he already. Please mute yourselves. Somebody has an open line. Please, everybody, please mute yourselves. So the Gemara says, "Loi kasha." That Rabbi Yosi said, "Men amincha lamali, you can no longer toivel." It's talking about that he already davened tefilas neila. Remember that according to Rabbi Yosi, you can daven tefilas neila by yoyim. It's talking about that he already toiveled by yoyim. Sorry, he already davened neila by yoyim. So once he already davened, then there's no need to go and toivel anymore. Yeah, of course he became a Balkari, but he can go and toivel at night. There's no purpose in his toiveling now during the day, because he already davened not only mincha, but even ne'ilah. He's done. He's finished. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi says, if you finished everything, mincha and ne'ilah, although the Loshen HaBrayis is min mincha ulamala, he doesn't mean from tefilas mincha ulamala, because according to the Gemara's Teretz, he really means min ha-ne'ilah ulamala. We've already passed ne'ilah. But he's using the term min mincha over here in terms of timing. That once the mincha day is over, and he's already daven mincha, and he's daven ne'ilah, and yochalitl, it's already too late, you can't toivel anymore today. No purpose in toiveling today. And remember, it's Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Rechitza. That Rabbi Yosi said earlier in the previous price, a kol hayoyim, that's talking about that he didn't daven tefilas ne'ilah yet, and therefore continue going to the mikvah until nightfall. Again, Rabbi Yosi holding that you have to go and daven the tefillas ne'ila by yoyim. So although you finish mincha, if you saw Kerry, then Koli and Kulai keep, go to the mikveh to be able to go and daven Ne'ilah Bayoim when you are Tohar and to Mekayim the Inyan of the Tvilas Ezer. Okay, so that's, therefore, there's really no stira. Talks of the question is whether we're talking about that you daven the Ne'ilah already or you didn't daven the Ne'ilah already. But we have one question now, and that is, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi are consistent. That's fine. That the first Rabbi Yossi that says you can go in Toivah Kolayim Kulay, even after davening Mincha, because he hasn't davened Ne'ilah yet, and he wants to be able to say, to daven Ne'ilah B'Tahara. And the second price which says, Min Mincha L'mal Ein Yochel Infal, is talking about that he davened Ne'ilah. Once he davened Ne'ilah, don't Toivah during the day. But there's a problem over here. And the problem is that the Tanakhama of the second Brisa says that Yom Kippurim, Bal Keri, Toivah Hoylech Kolayim Kulay. Now we said a moment ago that this second Brisa is talking about that he already davened Ne'ilah. He already davened Ne'ilah. So Rabbi Yossi makes sense. Once you've davened Ne'ilah, don't Toivah, even though there's still time left, don't Toivah. Why not? Because already there's no purpose in toiveling, since the day is finished. You've already said Ne'ilah. You have a problem with Marav at night, you'll toivel at night. That's Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Tanakhama says that you can continue to be in toivel v'hoylech kolayim kulay. Why? I already davened Ne'ilah. Why violate the Isser of Inui Rechitza on Yom Kippur? If you saw Kerry, wait until night. You already davened everything. What's going on? Everything was Idetzali, my Tamayu the Rabbanon. What's the reason the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon say that you can continue toiveling on Yom Kippur even post Ni'ilah? Says the Marcus Abba Rabbanon, Tvila Bizmanan Mitzvah. Rabbanon hold that the Tvila in the proper Zman is a big, big Inyan, it's a big Mitzvah. So even though, yes, you are right, you can toivel at night, but you should try to be toivel in its proper time. And therefore, for instance, if you have if you have a married couple where the husband is away on a business trip and he's only going to be returning in a week, and the wife has been a nida for the last few days and now it's time for her to go and toivel in the mikveh, should she toivel the first night when she's able to, or should she wait until her husband's going to come home? He's not going to be home for another few days anyway. If you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, don't delay. Go and toivel the first opportunity that you have, and go and toivel. See here too, the Baal Keri, he's become the Baal Keri. Don't wait until tonight. Don't wait until tomorrow. Go and toivel immediately. That's the Rabbanan's svar. Okay, since Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree, and Rabbi Yossi says, don't go and toivel anymore because you've already davened Ne'ilah, go and toivel tonight, v'chalter Rabbi Yossi sovel av mitzvah. It would appear that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not an Inyan. It's always a mitzvah to go and toivel, but it's not Inyan of tefillah b'zmana. If you don't toivel on its time, so you do it a day later, 2 days later. It's a brentnisht. Frankly, Mar, is that true? Is that what Rabbi Yossi holds? But Tanya, we have another price. We've had this price already before, Rabbi Yossi. You remember we had it in Shabbos, and we had it earlier on in our Masechta, back on Daf Ches. What does it say in the Braisa? Harishahu Yishen Kosov Al Psoroi. What happens if a person has a name of Hashem written on his skin? Like Yud Kevavke, for instance. Harishahu Yirchatz. He should not go and take a shower. V'lo Yosach. And he shouldn't smear himself with oil. V'lo Yami B'mokam Atenoifis. He shouldn't stand in a place like next to a garbage dump or next to Tzoyer, because it's a bizoyin for the Shem Hashem. And don't take a shower and don't shmir on that spot, because we don't want to, you don't want it to be over on the Isser of Machikas Hashem, of Chas Hashem, deleting Hashem's name. Now continues on the Brice, and this Dam Nolik Tfilas Mitzvah, what happens if the person has to go and toivel? For instance, the Baal Keri, or the Zav, or the Metzoira, the Boil Nida, or the Tmei Mes, all of those people that we were talking about that want to toivel, need to toivel Tfilas Mitzvah. So what do you do now? Koyrich Olav Gemi. You go and put on it a reed, and V'yoyri Toivel, and you go and Toivel in the mikveh. And of course, you remember back in the Gemara in Masechtas Brachas asked, I don't understand. If you're going to put a Gemi on, isn't that going to be a Chatzitza? And the Gemara says you put it on in a very loose fashion, so that it's not a Chatzitza, so that water can get in. But since it's at least partially covered, the expectation is that hopefully the water is not going to immediately erase the name. You have a problem, the name itself may be a chatzitza. So the Gemara and the Tosfos in Maseches Brachos talk about that. But for our purposes, the Tanna Kamma says to go and protect the sanctity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, put on a gemi from the outside. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, yoyred v'toivel kedarkoi, toivel like you normally would, umabachelo yishav sheif, and don't go and scratch. In other words, on that mokim where the Hashem's name is, don't rub it, don't scratch it, don't take a sponge, don't take a washcloth, just go and toivel, and what happens, happens. So now the question is, does Rabbi Yossi disagree with the Tanna Kamma about the inyan of mechikas Hashem? And the answer is, of course he does not disagree. Of course Rabbi Yossi holds that Hashem's name has to be sanctified and you have to be very careful. So why doesn't Rabbi Yossi also hold, take a gemi and cover over the spot? The Chaim Malon says, he might have a tevila bezmana mitzvah pligi, because there may not be reeds hanging around. He may have to start looking around for a reed. He may have to go to the pharmacy to go and buy a band-aid of sorts. He may have to go out to the marshes to go and find reeds. It's not readily available. And I'm afraid that by the time he searches and finds and locates, the mikveh might be closed. He won't be able to go to the mikveh anymore that day or that evening. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Yossi says, don't bother looking for a gemi. Just toivel the way you normally do, and don't be mishavshiv, don't rub, and whatever happens, happens. So you see that the svar of Rabbi Yossi is the kaimon de betvila bezman and mitzvah pligi. The Rabbi Yossi says it's very important to go and toivel ASAP, as soon as you are able to go and toivel, and don't delay. Don't wait for a gemi for possibly tomorrow. Here we just finished saying that Rabbi Yossi holds that tefila bezmana lav mitzvah. You can go and toivel. If you can't toivel on Yom Kippur, toivel at night. You can't toivel at night, go back the next morning. Sebrent nisht, not like the Chachamim. And here Rabbi Yossi says, no, sebrent ya. Schnell, go and toivel, don't look for gemis. It's the chastir Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. Everything what I hear, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudi, the Rabbi Yossi that holds that tevila bezmana is not a mitzvah, in other words, the Rabbi Yossi of our Braisa about Yom Kippur, is consistent with another Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, as we all know, and Barry will remind us, that Rabbi Yossi Stam throughout Mishnayos is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. And therefore, you find sometimes that the Gemara refers to Rabbi Yossi says, Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta said, he always makes sure to add the word Abba, so he should not refer to his father by his first name, but first saying, my father, and then you can continue on, just like it's a very important halacha that people have to know, that one should not mention one's father's first name even after their passing, without at least saying Mr. or Reb or Abba, father, something, and then you can go and mention the father's name. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so normally Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, and that's in fact the Rabbi Yossi of this Braisa that says you can go in Toivel even without the Gemi, because Tzvila Bezman and Mitzvah. Our Braisa, which said that Rabbi Yossi says, as long as you daven the Eil already, even though you are raw carry, you don't have to Toivel now, you can wait until later. He does not hold Tzvila Bezman and Mitzvah. He holds, that's not Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, that's Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda? The son of Linda Braisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Amen. Dayla Tzvila Shetahei Ba'ach Roina. Now this, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, is at the tail end of a very, very well-known braisa in Masechtas Nida, where you have a three-way machloikis between Beishamai, Beisil, and ultimately Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Without going through that entire braisa, because even when we learned it in Masechtas Nida, it took quite a while, but basically it's talking about a woman that was previously here in the community, and she was what we call Malaya, meaning that people saw that she was visibly pregnant. And then she went away and comes back a few weeks later, and she comes back reikonis. Reikonis means that she's no longer pregnant. And we ask her, tell us, what happened over the last few weeks? And she has what we call temporary amnesia. She says, I don't know, I don't recall, I have no idea. So we don't know whether she had a baby, whether it was a zachar, whether it was in the keva, whether or not she was mapil, and therefore we have a whole bunch of shailas as to when her 7 days, or her 14 days, 40 days, 80 days, when do those days begin and end? I don't know whether she had a baby yesterday, or whether she had a baby 3 weeks ago, or whether she didn't have a baby at all. And then the Gemara comes through a very, very lengthy discussion of how many times she should toivel. According to Beis Shammai, she should toivel 95 times over the next few weeks. While according to Beis Hillel, she only has to toivel 35 times. And Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, no, die the tefillah should say bachrei. And the Gemara says, what's the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as well as Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? The machloikis is whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah, and therefore, even though she continues to remain tmeah, because she has to still toivel tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, but nevertheless, maybe today is the day of her tefillah, just to take a simple example. Let's assume that she had a zohar, and then when she had a zohar, the din is, you have a din of tumah for 7 days, and then you may toyar for 33 days. So I don't know when the 7 days ended. Did the 7 days end tonight? Toivel tonight. In other words, maybe she had a baby a week ago. Well, maybe she had a baby 6 days ago, so she'll toivel tomorrow night. Maybe she had a baby five days ago, so she'll toivel in 3 days from now. In other words, for the next 7 days, she has to toivel every single day, because maybe she had a zachar, and maybe today is day one, day two, day three, day four, etc., etc. That just gives you a small example of how you get to the 95. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel has a slightly different calculation. He gets to 35. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Rabbi Yisai, do me a favor. She's going to continue to remain tmeah during this period of time, and therefore, just do one tefillah at the end, and shalom al Yisrael. So we see from Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that he does not subscribe to the din of tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and therefore that is consistent with the brayse about Yom Kippurim, that Rabbi Yosef says that once you daven ne'ilah, stop, don't tevil anymore today. The Tanakhama disagrees, and the Tanakhama says, no, you should continue going being tevil, because tevila vizmana mitzvah. Tana Rabban, Haroyi Kerbi Yom Kippurim, Yoyi the tevil, the person who sees Keri and Yom Kippur, he can go to the mikvah, Vela Erev, and at night, meaning Matzi Yom Kippur, Yishav Sheif, then he should start rubbing his skin. Now the question is, Le Erev, Maida Hava Hava, any type of discussion about shifshuf, about rubbing, that would be appropriate pre-tvila. After the person is toiveled already, what are you talking about? Your rubbing, scrubbing was then the person toiveled. Ela Amos says, you're absolutely right. Not vilo erev. No, meba erev yeshavshif. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that since there's always that remote possibility that the person might have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur if he saw Keri, so then to make sure that the person can toivel on Yom Kippur, he should go and clean off himself on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Kippur, from any possibility of lichluch, of any type of dirt that might have accumulated. Remember, it's not like today, that people take showers every day, or two times a day, or when whatever the number of showers that they take. In the good old days, you didn't have showers. You had to go and boil up water and all the rest, or you had to go to a public bathhouse. So it's telling us, make sure on Erev Yom Kippur you do a good job when you take your shower or your bath to go and clean up perfectly. So that if, chulila, you're going to have to go and toivel on Yom Kippur, you don't have to worry that you're clean and you can easily go and toivel. So that's mean the Erev from the night before, but not the night before, from the day before, from Erev Yom Tov, Erev Yom Kippur, Yishav Shev. Tani Tana Kamid Reb Nachman, Horoya Keri Yom Kippurim, Avinoisav Mechunun Lai, person who was Roya Keri on Yom Kippur, that is a good omen, Mina Shemayim, that is Averis Ar Mochel. Now Rashi says, we're talking about, of course, a person who is not Miskaven. We don't mean Chas V'Shalom, a person who on Yom Kippur has having thoughts about women, and as a result of those thoughts, he became a Roya Keri. We're talking about a person in the middle of davening, out of nowhere, there is an emission, so it was not his fault, he had nothing to do with it, if you will, it's an ones. That's considered to be a Simen Toiv, and Rashi even quotes a Pasuk from Yeshaya, where the Pasuk says, Yira Zera Yarech Yomim, person sees Zera, the keri, it's a sign of arichas yam. Now, what's the reason why taka mechulun loy? So Rashi says a swara, because after all, this person did not engage in tashmish in Yom Kippur, chas v'shalom. It's one of the inuyim, and yet the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given him a sense of satisfaction, of, if you will, of having the emission on Yom Kippur. So he's gotten his pleasure, if you will, even without being over violating any of the rules of Yom Kippur. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was sending him a message from upstairs, you did a good job in your tshuva, and therefore I'm already giving you a little bit of, if you will, satisfaction, and it's a good simon of an oisim chulamai. Frank Timar Batan, you have another price and said, I know yourself, sidurin, that all of the sins are still in order, which sounds like the sins are piling up, and they're all in order, and nothing has been mochel. So, isn't this a stira? And for the aura, my sidurim sturim li mochel. What means sidurim means that they are mesudr to go into the shredding machine, into the shredder, that they're all mesudr to have a mechila. Now, what exactly does that mean, sidurim li mochel? Rashi doesn't really explain, just, you know, they're all standing ready, willing, and able to go and have a mechila. So I once saw a pshat in this Gemara years ago. There's another Gemara, I believe it's in Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken, where it says that one of the midos of Rachmanis that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has when he accepts our tshuva and he is mechaper, that is that when it comes the time that a person is standing before the Bezen Shemala on Yom Kippur, and they're now going through his records, they're adding up all of the merits and chas v'shalom the demerits, the mitzvahs and aveiros. The first thing a Kodesh Baruch Hu does is he takes away the first aveira, and he puts it aside and says, let's not count that aveira, let's count from two and further. What's the purpose of that? Because if it turns out that this person is exactly 50-50, that's not good. We obviously want that the scales on the good side, on the mitzvah side, should outweigh the scale on the demerit, on the averos side. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm going to give you an initial 2% discount. I'm taking one avera, I'm putting it on the side. If it turns out as a result that now the mitzvahs outweigh the averos by one or more, that avera is mochel. Forget about it. Done. Mochel. If chas v'shalom, if you, even after taking that aveira away, you still have 50-50, or even worse, you have more aveirois than mitzvois, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, by taking away that aveira, I haven't accomplished anything, because anyway the aveirois are more than the mitzvahs. You know what? Put the aveira back. And therefore, aveira number one, instead of being at the head of the line, is at the end of the line. So if the person had, for instance, 50 averos, instead of 1 through 50, you have 2 through 50, and then you have 1 at the end. But that's only for a person that has more averos than mitzvahs. A person who does not have more averos than mitzvahs, he has, Baruch Hashem, after removing that aver, he has less averos than mitzvahs, then we're not going to add it to the line, and therefore it's just going to be 2 through 50. That's what the Gemara means to say. They are seduris limachel. Seduris limachel means that they are mesudar from 2 through 50, and we didn't add number 1 at the end. We left it 2 through 50 because those will be outweighed, Baruch Hashem, by the number of mitzvahs. If chas v'shalom, the person had more averus than mitzvahs, we would add number 1 to the end of the list, it would be 2 through 50, and then 1, it wouldn't be mesudar. It wouldn't be in order, in chronological order. That's what means sidur limachel. It's a good omen. And based on that, I saw in the Sipsi Chacham, he says, that's why we start off in the Kehil Melech Yoshev, we say, Maver Rishoin Rishoin. The first avader that comes up in front of the Bez Shomala, they push that aside. We maver, we put it aside, and we wait to see the count of all the remaining mitzvahs and averos, and hopefully we're not going to add that, because it's going to be sidurin limachel. We're just going to learn another line or two and leave the remaining three lines for those of you that want to make a siyum whenever. It says, if a person saw keri in Yom Kippur, he should be concerned. If the year passed, and Baruch Hashem, he's still alive and kicking, That's a good simon. That means that he is going to be a ben hu oilam haba. Before we had a shtickel stira, the two brises, that will be for enfit as a result of Umar Nachum by Yitzchak. I let you all do a siyum when you are ready, willing, and able. Some people will use this as an opportunity to make a siyum next week. I'm not commenting on that because there are different views about that, since we're not finishing in the 9 days itself. We're finishing pre-9 days. But again, you consult with your local competent Orthodox rabbi, or see what they do in your community as to whether or not you can or should use this as a siyum for next week. But in the meantime, Rabbi Yisai, Mazel Tov, we have, Baruch Hashem, completed another Mesechta, except for those last three lines. And mentioned tomorrow morning, we're going to start on Mesechtes Sukkah. Beautiful Mesechta, like all Mesechtes, but Sukkah in particular is very relevant to us, and we look forward. Any questions, Rabbi Yisai?